AutoZone, Rewards Nirvana, OLR, 30E, EZONAR, 61513. 30 seconds.
Achieving Nirvana takes years of meditative practice. That's a long time to get in your zone. At AutoZone, it only takes a couple of minutes. Sign up for AutoZone Rewards and earn a $20 reward when you spend $20 or more 5 times. Tap or click the banner and take one step closer to achieving the exalted state of being in the zone.
In the zone, AutoZone.
That's the sound of enlightenment. See AutoZone.com/rewards for complete details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Cub Fest, starting this spring. Listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, this scoreboard update brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now.
There's a lot of opinions. Everybody has their opinions, especially with social media, with everything these days. But it's really hard to really have your complete opinion on it until everybody's completely healthy. We had stretches when we won games where everybody's completely healthy, and then it's tough.
And you know what they say about opinions. That's Bulls forward Taj Gibson talking about the underachieving season so far for the Bulls as the trade deadline is approaching tomorrow afternoon. Now, they are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol, and he's expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million for next season. On the court, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow, their first game after the exciting All-Star break weekend. Nikola Mirotic met the media today and has lost 18 pounds following his appendectomy, better than 83 pounds. He does plan on being back, though, this season.
83.
Not sure when. Other reports have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. And last I checked, there actually were 83 rumors circulating right now on NBA.com. And the hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that former Bears tackle Jermon Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. We're all counting on that. College sports, Illinois has announced the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD, so it's official. Congratulations. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. DePaul basketball can be heard on the score tonight as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after the boxer and singer/songwriter posted a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples. And Michael Jordan, if you haven't heard, turns 53 today. Join the score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I love the dramatic pause.
Still
every
entertained
time.
By that?
Me or him?
You.
I know I'm entertained because I'm simple.
Yes, you are. Hey, you know, you want me to...
I almost hit that woman in the head. I was trying to throw it to him.
I mean, that wasn't even close.
No, I almost hit her in the head. Sorry, lady.
Hey, Matt, Yes. Just so you know, the guy that you work with normally,
yep,
he's an absolute moron.
Yeah.
I don't like him, so...
He's so dumb.
Yeah.
He can't turn around. There's a ball behind you.
You know, when he runs out of balls to throw at people, he's going to start throwing pennies.
What kind of balls are we throwing here?
These squishy balls. They're like little... They're baseballs. They're like baseballs, stress balls.
Are they score? The score
Cubs
stuff?
Cubs radio.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, Cubs radio.
We don't need those, Matt, right?
Let's go places.
Nice.
We are blessed, not stressed. Don't need those stress
balls.
That's
right. Here. Blessed, not stressed here. Hashtag blessed, not stressed. Do you guys know that?
I don't know anything about that.
About being stressed?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know about that saying that you're talking about.
Bless not stress. Hey, you've been wanting me to end an update and walk away?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna read this promo here. I'm gonna do that for you, okay, pal? Join the score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm gonna read it for you. Join the score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on tomorrow.
No. It does not say on tomorrow.
It does. You get Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner, and they're live from 9 to 1. They get the Boris and Bernstein show from 1 to 6. How do you feel about that?
Whatever.
Join the score live from 9 to 6 on tomorrow.
Bernstein checked out, so it's just you and me, pal.
I'm right here. I'm just letting you guys talk to each other.
No, sometimes I'm...
Hey,
honestly,
Chris, unless Dan's talking, he's not listening. And sometimes he's not even listening.
That's 100% because I can't wait till Terry comes back because I want to ask him this question. Do you feel like you're talking to Dan and it's not even registering?
Oh, it doesn't register. He chooses not to listen. And he's blatant about it now where he just stares at the computer screen while you're talking to him.
That's exactly what he's doing right now.
You know, it was great yesterday.
Dan.
What?
Tannehill had the day off yesterday celebrating the presidents. Was it yesterday or was it Monday?
No.
Tuesday? Whatever it was.
2 days ago.
So Baldy McGrindy, shut up, Dan. Baldy McGrindy's running the board. And Chris, he comes out at 2 o'clock with a really nice rejoin that he put together. Took the time as the sports director filling in and put a rejoin together. Dan didn't hear a second of it.
Right.
4 o'clock, update plays. And as the update's playing, we come out and Brendan just comes back with the jingle, back to the show. And Dan goes into the talk back. Hey, are you not doing rejoins today, or what's going on with you? He just doesn't listen. Well, obviously, because you just don't listen unless you're talking. And again, that's half the time.
Are you doing any rejoins that I'm going to listen to at all today?
Right.
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant. Go throw your balls, jerk.
You should consider caring about other people.
No, he's never going to be a finger guy. Always a thumb guy. Points right back at himself. Always
like
cares
that.
About himself.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like that.
Yeah, finger guy, you point other people. It's usually to be accusatory and cause blame, but Dan doesn't even recognize other people in the world. This world is empty. It's empty. That's all it is for Dan. He just sees emptiness. You know what? If you were to be inside Dan's head and look through Dan's eyes, it would be like the Matrix. That's all you'd see. Just numbers
just
and,
ones and
dollar
zeros.
Signs floating around. Yep.
Everything is ones and zeros.
That's all it is.
Can you help me? Can you not? I'm kidding. I like you, Dan.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
All good.
Who's got the cough over there?
That was me. It's called a truth choke.
All right, Dan. Take the belt off around his neck. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new... Is it Derek Rose's sex belt?
Yeah, Derek Rose's sex belt. I got it.
I'm waiting for Derek to pay for it.
You know where Derek got that from, right? Ranji.
Oh, Raji, no. Raji doesn't need any artifices when it comes.
I don't know what that is. Not what I hear.
I don't know. You know how much those cost?
Who cares?
When you got as much money as him, it doesn't matter.
Do you know how much one of those cost?
Well, I just feel blessed.
$59.95.
Yeah, Maddie looked $83.
And Maddie looked it up. It's called monkey bars, right? With his
monkey
Z.
Bars, yes.
Right?
Like wings?
Yes. No W-Y-N-G-S.
So, you know, bars. They're really wacky when they're the monkey bars. Yep.
Well, you can have one for $83.
I'm Matt Abatacol, and you're listening to
Why don't you guys talk sports?
Completely ridiculous dumb show. This is the home of dumb radio.
And presumably the guys that host it are well paid.
Presumably.
Wow.
I don't have $1 million.
Why do you think all the former athletes try to get on this show, Chris? Because they want to make real money for a change.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Hate the media, love it when they're in it.
Yeah, like Manly.
Was he one of those guys back when he played?
Oh, with the media?
No, yeah. He didn't hate the media. Just no one in the media knew who he was.
That's right.
That's what it was.
That nobody wanted to talk
right.
about.
Right.
Like, next question.
The long snapper's over there. Yeah, it's fine. We'll just wait for somebody else.
First guy dressed races out of the locker room after yet another game. Where is he? We've got to have the
snapper. He had a tee time to catch. That's why.
They left already to go golfing.
He's already played like 12 rounds.
Ask the holder. Next.
He blamed the ball on one answer. All right, guys. Hey, get back to it. Yeah. It's been really great so far.
Thank you so much.
Stay true.
Oh, my God. This is the worst.
Did you lock out already?
Who, me?
It doesn't matter if you locked out. Sometimes.
Yeah, I did. I said this is the home for dumb radio in Chicago. Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's baseball on the score. I do it, Matt. I'm with you, man. You don't have to do all the stuff.
Now there's a jingle.
Oh, let's hear the jingle.
How about the hourly?
Oh, see?
That was shade. They call that shade.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's called shade.
Was it thrown in my direction?
It was
do
right
your
in face.
Job.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Web Hyundai. Visit webhyundai.com today. Jingle.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hi, Chris.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
I can't believe how many people are have hook stories. People yeah. with...
They're coming out to get you now. Everybody yeah. does. There's a lot of lost hands.
Nobody's shown up here, but there's this one here. It says, in a bar in northern Wisconsin, a woman bartender used to have a hook for a hand. She would keep her cigarette in the end of the hook. The end of the metal was all stained brown, and she would open
That's
up...
That's not because of the cigarette, though.
You are disgusting.
But you love me. My disgustingness is my best feature.
You need to rethink how you operate as a person. Just, I mean, everything about you needs to be in consideration.
Fine. I'm open to anything.
I thought about it, and everything's fine. Yes. I thought about it. I'm keeping it. Yeah. So she would open up the beer with the hook while the cigarette was in it.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
That's pretty spectacular, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, people tweeting about a principle they have with a glass eye. That's not what we're asking for. I just need somebody...
Bro, it said deformed principles.
No, this is not the deformed...
However you want to spell principle, because we have plenty of those.
Is this Fung early?
I don't know what it is. It's like, out of nowhere, you want to see somebody with a hook for a hand, and they're telling us about their school principal's deformities.
And I don't think it's outrageous.
And actually, my grade school principal, this is true, only had half a stomach.
Well, wait a minute. Could you see it?
No, but we everybody knew about it.
Oh.
It was James Furch at Walden. Well, and people talk, he would always sit in his, and he'd like nibble little bits of food. And people, why is he always, he's constantly eating little bits of food. And apparently I don't know why, he had half a stomach.
Well,
or at least that was like the urban legend.
I don't care about that. They're
making stuff up about the late, great James Furch. And I don't even know if he's dead.
If his stomach
Or if he was great. We really should shut the whole thing down. There's people from Toyota looking at us.
Who's in after us?
Shut it down!
I think the license is gone when we're done.
Oh, okay.
Like the station is over.
What I was going to say is for it was a principal or somebody who worked at your school with the stomach, the half stomach guy.
Unless he was the principal.
Unless the stomach is on the outside of his body, I don't think that's...
Everybody said that's what the deal was. Who am I to question? It's
right,
what people
listen,
said.
I had a simple damn request.
What?
I just want to see somebody with a hook hand.
All right, fine. It still stands.
And jeez. If they come by and show... Oh, by the way, Michael Jordan, it's his birthday.
Yeah.
And this text message says he turned 83.
83.
You gotta stop. I'm sorry. You have to. There is this now, an official letter sent to Illini alums and maybe current University of Illinois students, etc. Josh Whitman, who has officially been named athletic director, has sent out his first correspondence. And by the way, we're going to miss out on him because they want to get that interview done early tomorrow. He will be on the Mully and Hanley show tomorrow at 8:40. But here's what he has written to their database here. To my dear friends and fellow Illini, as a graduate of our esteemed colleges of business and law and a former Illini football player, it is with unspeakable pride. Unspeakable?
Well, he just spoke it.
Right. Unspeakable pride that I pen this, my first letter, as your new director of athletics. It's a little much. From the moment I realized nearly 20 years ago that this job existed. What?
Does he mean that it was it open 20 years ago and it's been open for the last 20 years? Or does he mean that when he knew what an athletic director
maybe he didn't understand what an athletic director was. And right. I've dreamed of being the athletic director at Illinois. It's not as good as swimsuit models and whipped cream, but it's fine.
It's a reachable goal. It's a reachable dream.
But then it shouldn't be a dream if it's not reachable. It'd be aimed too low with your dreams.
So then it's just a goal if it's...
Today that dream becomes a reality. I thank you for entrusting me with this awesome responsibility. I promise you tireless effort, creative and bold decision-making, utmost integrity. That's going to be a problem if you're going to win. And a competitive fire that burns intensely. We share the same goals. First, we will prepare our student athletes as graduates of our institution to be leaders in our changing world. Second, we will build a prouder, stronger, and more passionate constituency of alumni, donors, and fans. And last but certainly not least, and this is all caps, all bold, we will win.
Today.
WWW.
Today.
Oski, we will win today. He should have thrown a wint in here just for
That's
fun.
That's what I was thinking.
I know. Achieving these goals will not be easy. These last years have been challenging, leaving us with much work ahead. When faced with climbing the biggest mountains, I know only one approach to take. Look not up, because the size of the task might be daunting, but instead look down and focus on placing one foot in front of the next.
This is Guy Kennedy.
Trusting that you will reach your destination by concentrating on each small step to get there. That's a good way to go in the wrong direction, though. If you're looking at every step, you're not looking at where you're going. All right,
I don't know if it's just the way you choose to read things at certain times, or I'm feeling like I just met Tim Beckman again.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. In that way, with steady, tough progress, we will reach the mountaintop. We will assume our position as a
assume the position
not that one as a premier program in all of college athletics, a program befitting one of the world's great universities. We cannot stand idly by and watch our competitors race up the mountainside. Continuing the metaphor, we need action. We need a fully involved Illini Nation, a mass of people so overwhelming in size, passion, and influence that nothing will deter it from achieving its objectives.
Ask not what your university can do for you.
Did he give half a bottle of scotch before he wrote this?
I don't know, but this man worked incredibly hard on this, and all you're doing is crapping on
Well, I'm having fun with it. We need you, all of you, from the most avid to the most apathetic. Yeah, that's you, Weinstein. What?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Hey, we need your help.
Whatever. The larger our coalition grows, the stronger our chances for success become. To close, thank you again for your faith and confidence as my wife, Hope, and I transition to Champaign-Urbana. The outpouring of support that we have received these past hours has been incredibly humbling. Today, the climb begins. I am honored and privileged to make it with you, and I look forward to the journey. It will be the trip of a lifetime. Go Illini. With tremendous appreciation and excitement, Josh Whitman.
Is his wife name Hope, or is it him and his wife, and they're hoping that it goes well? Like what?
No, his it's capitalized. Okay, so it's like with my wife, Charlene
hope, and I.
Right.
No,
are there a lot of capital words in there? Like a
well, the "we will win" is capitalized and emboldened.
It's like a blogger. I don't know. Well,
that's a little grandiose, isn't it?
It is. He's excited. I hope that he can do good things for them.
I do too. I wish. Well, he's really excited.
Good. Well, think of it this way. Again, looking at it optimistically, why are you crying?
I'm laughing. I'm tearing up from just. I love that. He's so into it. You're talking about a true believer.
I mean, here's what's funny about what's happening now is like I said earlier. This man, I mean, he probably worked on this thing since he found out he's got the job. This speech, this thing that he's written, he's thought about this the entire time.
On that little commuter jet that he was flying from St. Louis into Champaign.
And he was so damn proud of it.
He should be.
And what did you do?
But it reminds me of the speech from The Simpsons when Kang and Kodos take the bodies of the political candidates. And he's like, what is it? Moving upward, never downward, and always twirling toward freedom. That's where I thought he was going with this.
I'm glad that he's excited.
Yeah, but the mountaintop, you got to look at where you're going. Because if you're looking at where your feet are, you can walk into a door.
Well, here's what I want.
Or like Jim Tom Sula.
What happened to your face?
I'm bleeding out my eyes. I walked
into a door. He's an idiot. No, you want him to have big ideas. That's you got to have two things. You got to have big ideas, mm-hmm. but you got to be realistic, right? I don't know how realistic he is. I hope he knows what kind of battle he's in for.
I don't. This doesn't sound like he does.
Well, I mean, this could all just be stuff to get the base excited.
They need everybody. They need the most avid and the most apathetic.
Well, if you're reading this and you're apathetic, are you still whatever? I don't care. but this you have to think of it from a college,
from the
standpoint of a college fan. This probably excites them to read something like that. They probably are reading that thinking, yes, here we go, let's get after it. But
we need an acronym in there. It's not from Illinois unless there's a ridiculous forced acronym, so we'll have to make one up. That's Chris Ranji in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. Tonight is Duke versus North Carolina. It's one of the few things in college basketball which has remained the same. Two teams, 8 miles apart, both in Tobacco Road, in the same conference, play each other twice a year, at least every year. Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC in football. Auburn, Alabama, Iron Bowl, last game of the season. And, of course, Duke and North Carolina. It's what has always been and always will be. And if you look around the landscape of sports at why so many others in college, those games don't matter. It's because the core of what makes college special is playing your arch rival where every year and twice a year in basketball and trying to claim supremacy. That's why tonight's game is the biggest regular season game in college basketball this season. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
The Auto Show sales event all month long, now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. New at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday, whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes, and that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect. Can I get a what?
What?
Close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Where your food comes from matters, because quality food tastes better. And I know where a lot of my food has been coming from lately, and my family does too, and they've been loving it. It's Blue Apron. Blue Apron has a big box. It's blue and white, and it arrives on my porch every Friday with everything refrigerated. It has shipped for free, and in it are three meals that we can make for the week. And everything's a whole fresh food. Produce is natural, sourced from their own nationwide network of family-run farms, and all the meats and fish are sustainably raised, and it's less than $10 per meal. The cool thing is there's never any waste, because everything has been measured out for every meal in the exact amount you need to make delicious seasonal home-cooked meals. So if you want to try this, and everybody that has tried it has loved it and has customized it, and I've got one of my friends whose wife is a Paris-trained chef, a gourmet chef. But they don't have a ton of time to shop. They both work, and they started doing Blue Apron, and it's gotten, they love it. They said, thank you for turning us on to this, because it's changed the way that they've cooked, and it's made their life a whole lot easier. So you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. The new recipes are created each week. They're not repeated within a year, and seasonal ingredients are sourced. You know where everything came from. You can get online in your account and manage it that way. So tonight, for example, I got to go pick my kid up. He's got an after-school thing. So I'm going to call my daughter, and I said, get started. We're going to be home at about 7:30. She'll have it ready. Everything will be done. Everything will be plated. And I think tonight, I want to say it's a spice-rubbed sautéed chicken with buttery Yukon Gold mashed potatoes and a maple-glazed baby carrots.
Ooh.
Does that sound good? I mean, that's a really good, like, winter dish. And she's,
sounds scrumptious.
And it's seriously, it will be plated in there at 7:30 by the time I get home, because she just loves it, gets very proud of it, takes pictures of it, the whole thing. So if you want to check out this week's menu, get your first two meals free, go to blueapron.com/Dan. You can create incredible home-cooked meals. First two meals free, blueapron.com/Dan, and shipping is always free. Give it a try. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way to cook.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
For complete service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Craving more excitement in your life? Then make a date with Sullivan Steakhouse, home of the sure thing. Their mouth-watering $42 three-course menu. Choose an alluring appetite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Full amount of time. Oh, that sounds great. The next benefit is our lowest price.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
CBS Sunday on CSI Cyber. When the cases are virtually impossible.
Guys, we got blood.
This could be the beginning of a really big crime spree.
One team makes the connection.
There's evidence of cyber fraud. That makes this our case.
The world of cybercrime just got real.
Playtime is over.
Let the games begin.
Patricia Arquette and Ted Danson star. CSI Cyber, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
For 36 months. Visit Canals BMW today. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Offer on leases assigned to BMW Financial Services through February 29th, 2016. Monthly lease payments based on MSRP of $43,445. Requires $3,000 down. $429 first month payment, $925 acquisition fee, tax, title, license additional.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Details. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, that's what you get for reading those.
I just read a text message. It's our last one. And it must be probably in response to one of the things you just read during the commercial break. This is the exact words. They pay you to said that.
Yes, they do. That's what it says in the contract.
Well, it's my stupid phone. It just it auto-corrected. It auto-corrected into bad grammar.
A couple of thoughts here from Rudy about the Bulls story, the Cowley story, that the Bulls are worried about appearances and what it would look like to make it seem like they're giving up on this season. He says, I love the guard packs not wanting to look like they're giving up on the roster, quote. This team has already had mediocre Taj Gibson stab the coach with quotes about defense. The team's supposed best player, Jimmy Butler, completely cut the coach's balls off at any opportunity like he's Mike Quadi. A coach that doesn't seem all that interested in fixing any of this. The former MVP that continues to be from the planet Mars with his random thoughts that are one stranger than the next. And now you're worried about the PR of dealing Pau Gasol, who can't wait to get the hell out of this mess. Would probably love going back to the awful Lakers just to hear the soothing sounds of Kobe MFing him for half a season. I don't like being the fire everyone guy, but fire everyone. I need a reboot of this entire thing because it sucks.
If the concern is that they don't believe the players can handle hearing, listen, guys, we don't think it's going to happen this year. We're going to do everything we can to get better. So they're saying their players are done.
They've already quit on you.
Okay, well, then there's no downside. There is absolutely no downside to them trying to move on and get better for the future.
Wait, who's launching the stress balls back at us now? That didn't come from a kid.
It's got to be the hook guy.
No, that was...
The man with the hook is here somewhere.
Then how could he throw the stress ball?
He's got the pinchers.
It's like a split finger?
Yeah, it's like a splitter. So it's a Contreras. It's a true splitter.
The good tumbling action?
True fork ball.
Right.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. We start with news out of the University of Illinois as they've announced the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University, and he will join the Mully and Hanley show right here on the Score tomorrow morning at 8:40.
It's that time of year, and I know those guys, like we talked about last night, I know they're doing their job, and they're on the phone constantly, as all 30 teams are at this time of year, and seeing, you know, if there's things he can do to improve rosters, and that's what it's about this time of year.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg. The trade deadline is approaching tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He's expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million for next season. On the court, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow, their first game since the All-Star break. Nikola Mirotic met the media today. He's said he's lost 18 pounds following his appendectomy. He does plan on being back this season. And other reports out of the NBA have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. Hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting that former Bears tackle Jermaine Bushrod, who was released yesterday, has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. DePaul basketball can be heard on The Score this evening as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Nike has terminated its contract with Manny Pacquiao after a derogatory tweet about same-sex couples. And Michael Jordan turns 53 today. Enjoy a restaurant-quality meal at home with Jules P.F. Chang's Meal Deal. Get a P.F. Chang's entree, appetizer, and rice side dish, all for just $9.99. That's an extra savings of $2 when you buy all three. Look for this great buy in Jewel Osco's Frozen Isles. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score at Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
If you're just joining us, Josh Beckman Whitman sent out a letter to the entire Illini family.
You're putting that on tomorrow, already.
About how excited he is,
Josh Beckman,
to have
Whitman.
This job. I didn't say that, and
you
and,
did just now.
No, I don't think you're listening properly. And the part
are you saying I'm like you now?
Part of his note was this. This is his philosophy. This is the metaphor for his Illini homily. He says, "When faced with climbing the biggest mountains, I know only one approach to take: look not up, because the size of the task might be daunting, but instead look down and focus on placing one foot in front of the next, trusting that you will reach your destination by concentrating on each small step to get there. In that way, with steady, tough progress, we will reach the mountaintop. We will assume our position,
Martin Luther King,
as a premier program in all of college athletics, a program befitting one of the world's great universities. We cannot stand idly by and watch our competitors race up the mountainside. We need action. We need a fully involved Illini Nation, a mass of people so overwhelming in size, passion and influence that nothing will deter it from achieving its objectives. We need you, all of you, from the most avid to the most apathetic. The larger our coalition grows, the stronger our chances for success become. There is your leader of Illini Athletics."
He's excited. And I'm happy for him.
But you can't, when you're climbing a mountain, when you don't want to look at your feet.
Well, they do tell you not to look down. But this is, it's all a metaphor, Dan. This isn't, he's not really going to climb a mountain.
I guess I don't agree with the metaphor, because unless you're looking at exactly where you want to be and always, always being mindful of the goal, you can all of a sudden look up and realize you've gone in the wrong direction.
It does kind of sound like a guy who missed it trying to be profound a little bit.
Yes.
But I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, that's, for them, for their university, he's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that knows him says he's a smart dude.
I've heard nothing but nice things.
Yes, and that he's organized, and he's a go-getter, and he's going to have to be. He's going to have to be because he's going to
get the go. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and there are a lot of goes out there to get.
Yep. He's going to have to get some goes if this thing's going to go where it's going to get.
And I hope it does work.
Go on, get. Go on, now, get. Get your goes.
So, hey, is Mr. Whitman in? No, he's out there getting. Get.
He's getting some.
Go on, get.
Oh, boy.
That's how they talk down there in central Illinois. Oh. I know.
You're from there.
No, idiot. I'm from southern Illinois. So it's
an email from Joe says that's a combination of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Not really.
I don't know.
He is promising pretty spectacular, amazing, fabulous things.
Well, did you know that Clay Buchholz is supporting Donald Trump?
Good
because he went to some. I'm trying to read this right now.
Yeah.
He went to some UFC fighting event, and Trump owned the circuit.
Yeah, so that's why he's supporting it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's a good way to vote for president.
Isn't Clay Buchholz the one that wasn't his wife, like, posting nude photos or something?
No, I think you're... Aren't you thinking of the old Mets pitcher?
No. If there was some nude photo scandal with his wife,
right? Who was the Mets pitcher? Chris...
Oh, you're the baseball guy.
Well, I know it was a while ago. It was whatever. Just some guy and his wife was doing things.
Well,
on camera. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. It was like her phone was hacked or something, and there were nude photos posted of her.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's what it was.
Well, no, the person I'm thinking of, his wife was doing it on purpose, and it became a whole thing. And this was probably 8 or 9 years ago.
You know, okay, never mind. Oh, Chris Benson.
Chris Benson.
Anna
that's
Benson.
It. Anna Benson. That's
yeah,
the one.
Well, she's a yeah. famous hose bag. That was, yeah, she was, she was doing a bunch of players, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought.
You know, I don't worry myself about the personal lives of. Whoa. Can I tell you what just happened just now?
What?
And this is me being an idiot.
I thought you just had like.
Who cares?
Okay, listen.
No, something that was really odd.
Directly behind Bernstein, well, not yeah, kind of behind him. There's this driving display, yeah. And just out of the corner of my eye, I saw a car moving, and I thought it was coming right at him.
That's the Toyota ride and drive.
I know. I thought it was coming right at you, and my all of this happened in a split second. I thought, uh-oh, Dan's going to get hit, and finally, I had both of those thoughts.
Which car?
Okay, well, see these cars? They're coming
yes.
from the back, and they're driving up that little slant of a hill there, I guess.
Right.
It's a hill.
They're showing you that all the RAV4 and RAV4 hybrid can do.
Yeah, but it's coming from right behind you.
Yeah.
So out of the corner of my eye, it looked like it was driving directly at you. For a split second, I was worried and then relieved.
Some madman got behind the wheel just realizing this is his opportunity
this is
to
the
run
end.
Me down.
Tired of this. You know, somebody could do that, I guess, couldn't they?
Sure.
No, they got a barricade.
And so. we'll throw stress balls at them.
I'm waiting for the car that Rosner was talking about, which is, I don't know, probably 100 feet that way. I'm waiting for that because they do a thing where they rev the engine all the way up.
Right.
And it's on a mooring, so it can't
right.
drive away.
You're waiting for it just to hit?
Just a,
like
yes.
a Ferris Bueller?
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Who are we saying good evening to after this brief timeout?
I don't know. I tried asking that earlier. Nobody wanted to answer my question.
They better left.
Is the score going off the air at 6?
Well, we got basketball later, so I don't think so. But no,
Maticola.
Oh, Maddie's hosting.
Oh, that's right.
We haven't talked to him enough.
Well, we should bring him on for more talk.
I agree with that. I think we should. And we'll also come back and give
do
away
you know
our...
how hard it is to do updates when it's on your show?
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
Yeah, I do.
You know, the job sucks, and then doing it with you sucks even more.
We have one more poker seat that we are going to give away next on the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. Remember, they used to have 4 legit bigs. Now 2 of them are hurt.
I need more
and
bear
And one
stove.
Of them is aged. I mean, you're going to see those guys.
I need more bear stuff. I need more cowbell and more bear stuff.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I've been telling you about Cameron Hughes Wines for a long time, and for good reason. It's because it's a business model that allows you to drink absolutely spectacular wine at a price that you really wouldn't think of because you think you're drinking a $120 bottle of wine when, in fact, it only costs you $29, and that's because exactly what I did last night. What Cameron Hughes does is he operates as a négociant, and it's a business model that's common in Europe and not so common in the United States, and he's one of the few who does it. And what he does is he goes to the best wine producers around, and when they make too much, especially during their great vintages, he buys up the remainder, and then as part of the deal, he doesn't disclose where it came from, and he puts his name on it, and then you drink some spectacular wines for a fraction of the price. You know that Napa Valley Cabernets, especially those that score over 90 points in Wine Spectator, you're talking a minimum of $100 a bottle, often as much as 150 and more. Cameron Hughes right now has 3 90-plus scoring Cabernets on the list, and one of those is the Lot 599, a gold medal-winning cab that right now is selling for just $29. It is a gold medal winner, and I'm telling you, one of these spectacular, massive cabs that you have to open an hour beforehand to get that thing to, or decant it to get it to open up. And he can't tell you where it came from, but he can tell you it's sourced from a high elevation hillside vineyard in Calistoga that has been known for producing wines in the 93 to 95 point range that often sell for $135. So to get this wine, the 599 for 29, is a spectacular opportunity. And right now, when you get it, it ships for free. All the wines that you want at chwine.com ship for free. You get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew for a limited time. It's a $25 value. So the wines are already 40 to 80% off. Absolute no-brainer, because free shipping is huge on wine, because wine's so heavy. It's 50 pounds per case, and you're shipping it for free. What you're going to do is you check out $5.99 and others. Go to chwine.com for this exclusive offer. You have to enter my code Dan at checkout. chwine.com, enter Dan. Shop around, put a case together, try a few bottles. Everybody who's tried a little sampler has then gone back for more with this spectacular offer. It's a limited-time offer. It won't last with this free shipping. chwine.com, code Dan. It's a great deal. Go online and order today.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score, no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CAUS LLC.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
I mean, we know that the guy's, one of the all-time crazies.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Patrick.
Hello, friend.
He's heard hundreds of David's ads, but he wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Skokie. That's a bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like getting a vasectomy from a urologist without an ice machine. This happened to David. He recommends confirming your doctor has an ice machine before having the procedure. David answered.
And a hook.
David answered Patrick's.
And a hook for a hand.
And his doctor had a hook for a hand. That's better than a hook for something else. David answered Patrick's questions, pre-qualified him to purchase a home, and introduced him to his show's North Shore realtor, Lauren Hsu, who's helping Patrick locate a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming, but it won't be if you call David first. David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to one of his preferred realtors. If you're purchasing a home, you want to work with a team of real estate experts that will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358 and MLS 19186.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
70thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Maticola. Honestly, Maticola, you're totally right, man. Don't hang up, baby.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford IceHogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. And before I forget, Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. If you are 21 or older and you can't attend tomorrow night, you will be playing poker. It is almost upon us. It is a seat in the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. Tournament starts at 6. The check-in, the bar, the buffet opens at 5. And this is courtesy of Children's Oncology Services. Look forward to seeing you. We might see this guy, too, back in the Score Studios for the next little while. Matt Abatacola.
How are we doing today?
Hey, how we doing, everybody?
Hi, Matt. When'd you get in?
Oh, man, I just walked in the door. What a day.
You know, and here's the thing about Matt Abatacola. He will never be denied entry into Argyle Club in Hollywood. He can get right through anytime he wants.
Any club I want.
McCartney, except with Paul McCartney.
I would have got him in. Yeah, that wouldn't have been a problem.
Hold on. I gotta find, it was a comedian, had tweeted. It's a guy that's written for a bunch of shows like Silicon Valley and Arrested Development. And he tweeted, what was Paul McCartney going to do at that party anyway? He was going to say, what, a lot? And then pretend to hear people, then what again?
What?
He's like, you know, because you know he's like 83 years old.
83.
So he would go into that place and not be able to hear anything.
You know, that's never not funny, by the way. The 83.
83?
Yeah, I just think it's great.
83. So
what do you have coming up on your show, pray tell?
Just some Bulls talk, and we're going to talk a little about Josh Whitman. David Schuster is going to check in after he was at the Advocate Center today, and look forward to the look ahead to the NBA trade deadline tomorrow afternoon. So we'll talk with David about the Bulls. It's a short one. It only goes till 6:45.
You know, the last time I had David on was last week, right before the All-Star game. And you could hear the resignation in his voice and talking about the team. And I was like, he said, you know, they play next week. What day? They're like, I don't know what day they play. Who cares? David, just everybody's just so over this Bulls season.
But except for
the
thing about
Schuster,
but remember, he's one of those scorers table guys who goes to every single game,
yeah,
no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That culture is something like
like Bob Rosenberg.
But some of those guys, like, they're so dedicated to whatever it is. I don't know how much they make a game, but think about
$50.
About that commute every single game for that number of years, and how many like important family events you miss, or funerals and stuff. They no matter what, they always go to that game. I can imagine it gets tiresome after.
Yeah,
a while.
I'm sure it is. But I'm sure Shue's got a pretty good balance though with personal and home life. But but not only that, but just look at the number of bad basketball games you've watched.
Right, but after
that's the thing that's more important to me. I mean, it's just how much bad stuff can you watch in one season?
I would think that that job would be nice if you could just pick like 6 games to do a year.
You know, we'll always hear from people, and anytime you hear any kind of complaint from one of us about how long a game is taking, or ugh, I gotta watch this, inevitably you'll hear people say, you get to watch sports for a living.
Yeah, but I complain about it when I'm not working.
that's true, too. That's true, but I can understand, and it's happened to me, too, being at every single baseball game during a season. You just, there are times you don't want to be there.
It's a cool job, but it's
far, far worse.
Right. Oh no, absolutely. It's a cool job, but it's still work. Yes. It's still something you have to go to. And you know, when you like in 2011, when I was with, covering the Cubs for the station under the Mike Quadi era, you don't realize that, you know, you're there like, 8 o'clock in the morning for an afternoon game. And there's a lot of waiting around, a lot of doing nothing and hanging out with people you'd probably, wouldn't hang out with otherwise. And then you have to talk to Mike Quadi every day, and you're covering a bad baseball team. Then you get out, and you got to write a story afterwards, and then you don't get out of there until 10, 11 o'clock at night. You're there just all day long. It's not just the baseball game. Right, there's my guy. It's not just the baseball game. And, you know, the same thing with covering, football or covering basketball or hockey. It's not just there for the game, and you get to hang out and watch a sporting event.
Yeah,
it's over.
Bulls fandom has every reason to feel just as bad as anybody that works there. I mean, Bulls fans, I said it before, it's been a really hard year to be a Bulls fan, having to go there and have it be your office.
Doing the job itself is not hard. What is hard is that you become invested in the teams. If you're not already, you become invested in the team, and you just want them to do well. And so it does. There's a part of you that it just kind of hurts to watch them do poorly.
Yeah, but it's not even about the team. Okay, you want them to do well just for your own sanity.
Right, and you had to do White Sox post game, which that's a different sentence altogether.
I am so glad Grody's got to take calls. I can't wait for that first 3 games.
Hey, Groats and I talked about that last Monday when we did this show together, and I said it's going to be a spectacular post-game show, because I think it's more based on the host of the show than the actual callers of the show.
Correct. So if the host sucks, the show sucks.
Yes.
Yep. The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Correct. Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford IceHogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. We thank Mark Schanowski for joining us today. We thank our engineer, Dave Miska.
Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the noise, because the Daily News had a picture of you. They said, cry Brady, meaning you're a cry baby.
Thanks for the clarification there, Jim. At the Score Studios, Rick Camp. Chris Tannehill.
Do what he can to put some wind in the Nashville sails. Dug out by Salmonella, drops it back to his long side. Out. They score!
Salmonella.
Yeah, he kind of got that one a bit wrong. We thank everybody for calling and emailing and texting and texting and everything that you do. Big thanks to Toyota for having us on this lovely stage here at the Sports Corner. And
I still wish you would have been hit by the car.
Thanks to the people that stopped by today. Even the little kid that threw the ball back.
And if somebody stops by tomorrow when you're here, Dan, would you... Well, I'm putting it out there. If you've got a hook hand, come see Dan tomorrow. And then take a picture.
All right, Maddie's next. And then is it DePaul basketball after that?
I don't know.
Yes, indeed it is. Okay, we'll be back here.
Why don't you care about the things that I care about?
At this very spot on Friday, Matt and I will be here. I'm going to be across the way tomorrow, but back here again. So enjoy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans, listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training.
CBS Tuesday Unlimitless. One pill makes Brian Finch brilliant.
Just another shift at the Genius Factory, boys.
And the FBI's most valuable weapon.
I was just looking at the case from a different angle.
Congratulations, you've got yourself a suspect.
Thanks.
Get hooked on the mind-blowing new series.
Did you hack the stock exchange?
I just took a little peek behind the curtain.
What?
Don't pretend like you're not having fun.
Limitless, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
At factory invoice pricing, plus you keep the auto show rebates.
Hi, I'm Frank Mancari. I will be at the dealership every day to guarantee you will pay what we pay, and you will drive home today.
Brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee Limiteds, Overlands, SRT8s, Jeep Wranglers, and more. 1,000 factory cars are on display for immediate delivery, all with factory invoice pricing, plus auto show rebates. Brand new Ram trucks, Chrysler 300Cs, Dodge Grand Caravans, Dodge Durango Limiteds. Food and refreshments all day, every day. Factory invoice pricing all day, every day.
And don't forget, you will drive home today.
Hurry, this limited time offer won't last long. Sale hours have been extended. Man carries Chrysler Jeep Dodge on 95th Street in Oak Lawn.
And I thank you.
Dealer profit not limited to over under invoice, plus tax, title, license.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care,